The first ever criminal trial of a former president begins this week. I'm former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and this week, legal expert Ricky Kleeman joins me on my podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet. We talk about jury selection, the latest trial developments, and legal strategy.
From the defense point of view, for Donald Trump to be signing checks for Michael Cohen, it would have been something usual because Michael Cohen was working for the Trumps.
The episode is out now. Search and follow Stay Tuned with Preet wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Mike Heck here for MMAfighting.com, reacting to some news we had heard about on Monday night, confirmed through a couple of sources on Monday night, that there is an incident at a restaurant in Miami Beach called Poppy Steak involving UFC welterweights Jorge Masvidal and Colby Covington. Now, earlier today, myself and Damon Martin both confirmed with the Miami Beach Police Department that an incident involving Masvidal did in fact happen, and it did get physical. Now, under Marcy's law, the victim in the incident's identity was not made public, but Jorge Masvidal's name, along with three other men, were listed on the police report. Now, according to the documents that I have in front of me right now, the victim says he was, quote, attacked by Jorge Masvidal. The victim left the restaurant, started walking northbound, when Masvidal ran up from the victim's left side and, quote, without notice, punched him with a closed fist two times to his face. One punch to the mouth, the other to the left eye. The report continues stating Masvidal was heard saying, you shouldn't have been talking about my kids. The victim then observed three or four other unknown males approaching him in an aggressive manner, where the victim pushed one of the males away, separated himself from the attackers, ran back into the Poppy Steak restaurant, where he went on to contact police. The victim suffered a fractured left tooth and an abrasion to his left wrist. As of now, no arrests were made, but there was quite a bit of boasting from the Masvidal side with this, from not only Masvidal himself, but his management team, some of his friends as well, and the investigation is still ongoing, of course. No love lost between these two gentlemen. Covington and Masvidal finally met inside the octagon after years of going back and forth. In the main event of UFC 272 earlier this month, Covington picked up a one-sided unanimous decision victory. A lot to unpack here. A lot of speculation as well with this police report, Jed Meshew, as we welcome you in. I guess my first question is, to the best of your ability, how do you react to the story since last night and what we have, you know, allegedly learned since?
I have two reactions. The first being, wow, is this dumb? Just not a great showing here from Jorge Masvidal for any reason. And I have a lot of questions about what prompted this. And I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit. And the second is, I'm trying to figure out what this is going to mean, assuming that the allegations against Jorge Masvidal prove true here. And Colby Covington wishes to proceed with charges. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation. A lot of things are up in the air. And while it would appear, based on his own efforts on social media, that Masvidal is claiming credit for this incident, we can't say that definitively, right? Like, he is not convicted of a crime at this point in time. So, bears keeping in mind. But all signs seem to be pointing towards Jorge Masvidal having done a very, very dumb thing. So, that's kind of where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's Covington or whoever else this is, by the report, it's pretty much saying that the victim's walking down the street, minding his own business, and Masvidal just ran up and punched him in the face twice without any provocation whatsoever. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you're into the legal world a little bit, like not professionally, not,
you know. I was at one point in time an attorney.
Okay, so according to this police report, which you're also reading right now, mm-hmm. No charges, but if the victim decides to go forward with this, Masvidal would be facing a felony battery charge. Is that how you read it as well?
I think so. I have a little bit of, I mean, it's listed as a battery / felony on the report, so they're, you know, I never worked in Florida. I want to make that clear. But kind of my initial reading is here, though my reading of the Florida statutes makes this seem a little, like, on paper, this looks like it should actually just be a misdemeanor battery, based on my reading of Florida statute, unless a couple of other extenuating circumstances are occurring here. But based on what the report's saying, I'm willing to look at this as a felony a potential felony battery charge.
So now we look at it from like an MMA perspective, because for over two decades, Jed Meshew, myself, you, other MMA fans, those running the UFC, those trying to defend this sport, these are the things that everybody was worried about. We always said they keep it in the cage. None of this stuff happens on the outside. Yeah, you might see a skirmish here and there. You might get into like a weigh-in skerfuffle, or I think that's a word, but that we're going to go with it here. But very rarely does it happen on the street like this, and very rarely to this extent. So regardless of who's involved in it, is this a bad look for the sport? Like, is this going to pass the mom test in a strange way where people are going to be like, see, I told you, this is one of those, you know, violent, silly sports, and I can't believe you like it. Is it going to get to that point? Or are people going to start questioning what we do for a living because of something like this?
No, I think, look, I want to be extremely clear. I think this was really, really dumb. Jorge Masvidal had 25 minutes to punch Colby in the face, and he couldn't really do it. So this reads, you know, from our perspective, or certainly at least from mine, this reads like a cheap shot, and just not like just really not cool and anathema to to all of the things that Jorge Masvidal has tried to portray himself as being. But this ultimately isn't going to come back in like a grander sense. This is actually like, if you're going to go about doing a very dumb thing that could arguably get you arrested, this is a better way to do it than like Conor McGregor allegedly punching whoever, whatever celebrity he did in the face. I honestly don't remember which one at this point in time, or a random civilian. Like, that leaks over into the broader public consciousness a lot more. It's like, ooh, Conor McGregor punched an old man in a bar. Like, that becomes this big news. Jorge Masvidal allegedly punching Colby Covington, who they just fought and hate each other. Like, this is probably just going to stay neatly in the MMA bubble for the most part. And no one's really going to think twice about it. And that's assuming charges even get pushed. Like, it's very possible that this just kind of goes away.
Maybe it goes away, and maybe the UFC should come out and say something about this, but maybe, actually, probably definitely, they're in the war room right now thinking, how can we put this fight back together? How can we run these two guys back? Because that's, as silly as it sounds, my first thought was, they're going to try to rebook this fight and do it again, because now you have a story, now you have a police report, both guys are going to come out and claim different sides of the story, even though it's in a police report. What are the chances? Scale 1 to 10... that the UFC is about to make a fight offer to both of these guys to run it back?
I think it's a lot higher than I would have said yesterday, or I guess, or this past weekend. I am a little, normally I would say this is just 100% where they go. The fact that Colby, assuming it's Colby, I guess, again, we can't say this for certain, but the fact that probably Colby in like, enacted Marcy's Law and didn't want his name to come through this reads really weird to me, and doesn't read like he's all that interested in running it back. But I think the UFC certainly is viewing this as, you know, I doubt we're even going to get the Dana White doing the, oh, this is a terrible, like he did with the Conor McGregor bus incident. And they're just going to go directly to using the bus footage to promote a fight between Conor and Habib. They're going to skip that first part of feigned indignance and just go right to, well, these two men, they couldn't settle it over 25 minutes. Let's give them another 25.
I'm thinking exactly that right now. They're sitting in the room thinking about this right now. They're like, do we want to rush to Columbus, Ohio on this Tuesday, or do we want to sit in the war room and try to put Masvidal Covington 2 together?
And it makes sense, because I mean, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. There aren't any super clean lines for Colby or Jorge next, realistically. Like, Colby has tried and failed to get a fight with Dustin Poirier. Poirier has no interest and isn't gonna bite on that one. And so now Colby's like trying to get Israel Adesanya. That's probably not gonna happen. We've talked about that. And Jorge I mean, there are fights you could do, but there's nothing jumping out since Nate Diaz is again focused up on Dustin Poirier. It's, they both don't have any clear next opponents, and they had a fight of the night, and there's still beef. So it makes sense for them to want to push this, and I think they will certainly try to capitalize on this, if nothing else.
Now, if this is in fact Colby Covington, and you just fought this man 2.5 weeks ago, and it went the way that it did. Again, I scored a 50-43 for Covington. This is one-way traffic outside of one right hand. And Colby has said if the UFC wants to do it again, he'll gladly fight Masvidal again because the money's going to be there. And, I mean, why not? He feels like it's a very winnable fight for him, and we just saw it over 25 minutes.
So. It was a very winnable fight for him.
So, I mean, at this point, Covington doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to – like camp out on the outside of a Miami Beach restaurant and try to exact revenge on the street. No, he's going to try to get it in the cage and do it that way. Now, it won't be what like most casual fans would expect when you see somebody get sucker punched and now we get an opportunity to fight again. We're not going to get all okay. Maybe we will, but I think there's a very good chance come July, we see these two guys fight again. Like I'm with you. I didn't think this is something we would see a couple weeks ago. Maybe like a year or two down the road, we might get it. But with the way that this division's looking right now, the paths for both guys right now, Usman is going to be booked and locked up for a little while here, especially if Khamzat Chimaev beats Gilbert Burns. This might just be the one, Jed. Like, this is a very possible thing this summer. I think the UFC will go ahead and pull the trigger on this fight.
I find it hard to argue. Like, I think Colby should take it if offered. We talk about it all the time. The goal in fighting is to make the most money while fighting the worst people. And I'm not saying that Jorge Masvidal is bad, but Colby obviously can beat him and has done so convincingly not long ago. I think this makes a lot of sense. And especially the build-up to a rematch now is substantially – I don't want to say it's more interesting, but it is more interesting, right? Like, it shouldn't be more interesting that the baseline stupidity is rewarded with more interest. But by definition, their trash talk will be more captivating because Jorge will be like, yeah, well, we settled it on the streets. And Colby will be like, you sucker punched me with five of your boys. So you can just – there is a good narrative to push as a continuation of their first fight. And that I think can probably sell a lot of pay-per-views. So probably is where we're headed, if we're being honest.
Yeah. There's two pay-per-views in July. This could be an International Fight Week main event right now with the way that the UFC would push the hell out of this fight, because they would. And the police report did state that there are neighboring businesses that have CCTV cameras that were going to turn the video over so they could further their investigation. So chances are we're going to see actual video footage of this ordeal and how it played out and things like that. And we know the UFC, they're going to take this information and they're going to make a promo out of it, and they're going to book a big fight between these two guys. And I just don't know if the fight goes any differently this time around, but at least the storyline's compelling and you can milk a little bit more out of this rivalry, because I mean, this is the real deal. And for anybody who seems to be questioning it, I mean, allegedly, of course, we gotta use that word very strongly here. There is no fakeness. There is no phoniness to this. This is the real deal. And these two guys don't like each other. And Masvidal, better or for worse, seems to be a man of his word, Jed Meshew. So more details to follow on this situation. We will update as we see fit. As of right now, Jorge Masvidal involved in an incident last night where he punched a victim in the face two times with a closed fist. Allegedly.
He allegedly punched the victim in the face.
The victim may or may not be
claiming credit for it. So
yeah, there's boasting going on, and the victim may or may not be fellow UFC welterweight Colby Covington. So we'll see what happens. Nothing from the Covington side yet in terms of any sort of confirmation or just any sort of statement whatsoever on what's going on. But if there is, we will let you know over on MMAfighting.com. Any final thoughts, Jed Meshew, on something I didn't think we'd be talking about on this Tuesday, getting ready to head into UFC Columbus?
I'm interested to see what Colby does here. I am pretty shocked, assuming again that it's him and all signs point to that being the case. I'm shocked he hasn't made some sort of a statement. I'm shocked he invoked Arsenal. I don't know if he's going to press charges or not. Like, on the one hand, it would kind of make sense for him to press charges here, given kind of his whole persona. But on the other hand, pressing charges by default sort of jeopardizes a potential payday for a rematch. So it's just a very weird, strange situation. And the fact that Colby has been radio silent is maybe the most interesting aspect to this. And I will be very interested to hear if and when he does make some sort of statement or response from this.
I will say I have reached out to Colby. I have not heard anything back. So be that as it may, but that's not new. That's something that's new. That's not like out of the norm at all, because oftentimes it takes four or five texts before Colby will respond, especially if there's some sort of fight involved or if there's a build to a fight, you don't hear from it at all.
Look, the King of Miami is a busy man. Okay. He has a lot of things on his time. He can't always respond to text messages immediately.
I understand. Well, that's what we have for you right now. I didn't even think we'd spend 13 or so minutes on this, but here we are. It has been a crazy news day. We found out Sergio Pettis is injured. He is out of the Bellator Grand Prix, not just the fight. He's out of the entire Grand Prix. And now Juan Archuleta and Rafion Stotts are going to fight on April 23rd for the Bellator interim bantamweight title. And then that title will be defended throughout the Grand Prix.
Why? I did not know that part of this.
That's true.
This doesn't need to be a Bellator sucks reaction pod, but man, that's dumb.
Yes, a lot going on. Chael Sonnen back in the news as well. So head to MMAfighting.com to get the details on this crazy Tuesday in the world of mixed martial arts. So we're done. Jed, we'll see you on Thursday for BTL. But until then, everybody, I am Mike Heck. Thanks for listening.
Media Podcast Network.